Blog Talk Radio.
FM, Black on Black Community Radio.
Your boy Willie the Goat, this the Juice Radio Show. We here, we live, we active. I got my boy Prince Q in the building with me.
What's going on?
I mean, you came in masked up. I should have worn mine.
Yeah, I just got this in the mail today, so I was like, let me just rock it for the show, you know?
Yeah, you living. Where you get your mask from?
It's this website. Somebody I follow on Instagram. He's like a Instagram influencer, and he makes his own clothes and designs and stuff like that. I forgot the exact. It's like Noir. Noir, I think that's how you pronounce
Noir.
It because it's French. Noir. Yeah, because it's French. So it's something I got from Toronto, Canada. So yeah.
Noir, that's a nice name.
Yeah.
What's crazy is Noir is the name of the Bath and Body Works lotion I got on.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
That's funny.
Really nice. The only ones I really use now is Noir and Graphite.
Okay.
A nice little low key, which you know, still.
Yeah.
Still catch a whiff on it, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Everybody else should be on their way.
Sure. Yep.
But
we have a lot to talk about, right?
A whole lot. It's been
a
long week. I feel like maybe because I've just been going to work earlier, but I don't know. Yeah, how your week been, bro?
My week has been pretty good, very productive. I'm in school, so I've been studying for finals, and I took my exam a couple of days ago, and I have a final exam I need to take next week. So pretty much just studying for tests and exams and trying to get ready to wrap up this semester. So a lot has been happening for me because pretty much in the middle of school, you know, COVID-19 happened and pretty much changed everything for me. Like all of my classes went straight online if they were not already online. And so I had to really up my study game and like my study habits to really like focus and teach myself. And it's been a struggle, man, but I'm here.
Yeah, I heard it's been a lot harder for people because it's been online and a lot of people are really visual learners. You know, you got hands-on learners, I guess I should say, and then people's grades have been like tanking.
Yeah.
Because it's online and so would you say that's been the same for you for the most?
Definitely. I mean, you know, just you said pretty much before you say that again, ask that question again.
I said, would you say your grades have suffered a little bit because it's more online now instead of...
Definitely. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think, honestly, you know, I'm starting to realize, like, people are afraid we only post our accomplishments on social media. We only post our accomplishments, and I just feel like, you know, maybe I'm going to talk about it on my blog. Maybe I'm going to talk about it in a form of art, or I'm going to just talk about just the fact that we're all not perfect and we try to put on this facade for social media and, like, only post your accomplishments, only post, you know, the things that are going good in your life. But maybe just, you know, use whatever's going on negative in your life as a way to inspire somebody else, to uplift somebody else.
Yeah, I guess
so.
Yeah, that's all people really do is post their accomplishments and what they're doing great. They don't really, they really keep everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Everything else on the download and kind of, I guess, give this, like you said, a facade, a mirage.
Yeah.
That everything's always going good.
Or that you're a perfect person and that you can always have it together, because you're not.
Like, nothing wrong ever happens, you know.
Yeah.
And I think if more people would be more open about everything that really happens in their life, then more people would be more welcoming to say, okay, yeah, I've been going through this, 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 and that, instead of, you know, just saying, no, I'm good, I'm straight, you know, I'm always,
yeah.
That's all people post, you know, I'm always good, I ain't never
yeah.
Good.
It starts with us. I feel like, you know, start with us.
You just got to take the initiative and really go for it.
Right.
Yeah, it just depends. And then it's a lot of people that don't really know how to express emotion as a, you know, period. Because, I mean, it depends on how you're really brought up or how, you know, how you were raised and in the environment you were around. Because I know a lot of people, like including myself, I didn't really know how to really express myself, because I always thought me expressing myself was, you know, femininity or, you know, being timid, vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. So I would always just be like, yeah, I ain't going to cry. I ain't going to let nobody know that. And then I started writing, you know, about a year ago. And it's actually helped me progress, you know, as a person more
yeah.
than just bottling it up and just tossing it to the side and just waiting, you know, for it to implode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should really have, you know, classes on, you know, being able to express yourself, which, you know, might have to be the first people to start that. You never know.
I agree. I definitely agree. Everything you said was real. Like, I felt that. So, yeah.
Like, yeah, you have your music and, you know, you write
yeah.
as well. So, yeah, that's just, I guess just people don't really have a lot of gateways into
right.
serenity. Yeah.
Man, that's a good point.
But, yeah, it's just however you want to
look at it. Did you hear Beyonce and Meg Thee Stallion's new track?
Yeah, I heard.
She
remixed Savage, and I was like, ooh, this shit done got Beyonce on it, man. And then I seen people was posting saying the remix to Say So by Doja Cat with featuring Nicki Minaj was way better, because, you know how the barbs and the beehive are that was going.
Yeah.
Going at it.
Did you like it? Was you feeling it?
Yeah, they did that thing. I like the Say So remix and the Savage remix. They did their thing.
I like it, too.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. I was surprised Beyonce knew what OnlyFans was. I was like, wait, you know what that is, B? Like, man, you about to really give them a big endorsement.
And no, it's Beyonce talking about it, then you know it's...
Right.
You know it's
popping now.
You know it's popping. we just talked about that last week.
We was just talking about that last week.
How people get their bag by any means. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Trade to Texas Playboy, you know about OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you on that iPad getting right, had to earn that iPad somehow. Hey, I ain't mad at you, but yes, it's a hot day today. I don't know if you want to call it hot or warm, mm-hmm. but it's been a pretty warm week.
Yeah.
Oh, it stormed the other day. It stormed for like half an hour, and then it just stopped storming.
It was a tornado warning a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it was.
That was pretty wild, huh?
We already
got COVID going on. We got a tornado to worry about.
Yeah, the tornadoes is regular, though.
That's regular.
We
used
that.
To it. But it's crazy because I know somebody that's not from Tulsa.
Yeah.
They come here, it's like, they be so shocked and surprised by it. Like, it's
like,
kind of
like
it's a war zone out there. Like,
because I see people post it. I was like, I'm new to Oklahoma. What's this right here?
It be sound like a war zone when there's a tornado warning. Like, I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then you got the people that live here.
People have no idea that's not from here, have no idea what it's like. We have tornado warnings.
They
have no idea.
For a rough season, they come like weekly, just pretty much whenever it's that time.
But I'm fortunate to say that. Well, I wouldn't say fortunate. I think we all are fortunate to say, like, I don't think a tornado has done any well, let me knock on some wood right now, but you know, I'm not gonna really say it the way I want to, just to protect us. But I think it's interesting how we've been protected, you know, so long, you know. And it seems like tornadoes are so, like, we're so used to it to the point where we're not even scared of it.
Yeah. I remember a tornado did, you know, mess up North Tulsa. Not here out north, like deeper out north, that little beauty supply stuff got messed up. But other than that, I don't really just know of any place that tornadoes.
There was a bad tornado last year that destroyed Whataburger. Did you hear about that?
About that,
yeah, it destroyed the Whataburger. It's over there by Promenade Mall.
I was out there,
it destroyed the Whataburger, and it did a lot, it did some serious damage. And it was like at 2:30 in the morning, it just struck like super early, unexpectedly,
come out of nowhere.
But you know, that's how life is.
Yeah, I'm happy it's not just frequent, huge damage that we get.
Yeah.
They dangerous. And you got the people that live in Oklahoma, they be out there storm watching.
Right.
Man, they make it a whole show. Like as soon as the tornado hit, I seen people posting like, oh, y'all know what time it is. Time to go nader hunting, you know,
put on nader
gear that was outside reporting it like that was meteorologists and everything. Like I was it was pretty entertaining.
So one of the topics for today was, can black people be racist?
Can black people be racist? I guess it just depends on how you look at it. I know we've had this conversation quite a few times, and the main thing I've heard is no, black people cannot be racist. See, black people cannot be racist. I've heard that black people can be prejudiced, but they can't be racist.
Brother Will,
hold your fist up. But yeah,
I think black people, we can't be racist. I mean, but everybody can be racist. I mean, it doesn't matter what your race is. But I think people, they try to question it more so for black people because, you know, like just our past and our history. And we think that, I guess people come from, they have the perception that if we're racist, we have a reason and a right to be racist because of what we've experienced in our past through slavery and through, you know, all the things that have happened in America.
That's why people say black people cannot be racist.
Right.
We've been that.
But no, black people can be racist.
Yeah, that's one of the main justifications that black people cannot be racist.
Exactly.
Because we've been slaves. We've been going through this for a couple hundred years and then systematic, you know, society and everything is against us. So we cannot.
And I feel like it's a silly question. Obviously, anybody can be racist.
Yeah, it just depends on how you look at it. I mean, like,
anybody can be racist. It doesn't matter what your race is. I mean, if you want to narrow it down and say black people can't be racist, then that means you just, from my opinion, it just seems like you have a narrow perspective.
Narrow, just, you know, people always try to switch up the definition of what racism is. The definition of racism, according to the dictionary app, is a belief or doctrine that inherent differences among various human racial groups determine cultural or individual achievement, usually involving the idea that one's race is superior and has the right to dominate others, or that particular racial group is inferior to others.
And that's what this is. I'm glad you said that, because another thing people get confused is like pride in being black. Because I love being black and I have pride in that. And I feel like, honestly, like that doesn't mean that if I think that my race is a better race than someone else's race, I'm trying to decide if that's an opinion or if that's me. Is that an opinion? I mean, I'm not going to say that, you know, nobody is like, because I believe everybody's equal at the end of the day. It doesn't matter what your race is. But I mean, I'm proud of my heritage. I'm proud of my blackness, and I'm proud of all the things that my people have been through and where we're going. So, for me, it's pride. It's not necessarily I feel like I'm better than somebody, or I feel like black people are better than other people, but I do feel like black people are excellent and they're beautiful, creative, and we have a lot of people need to give us more credit than they've given us. You know, we already know that our culture is being taken through music, sometimes through fashion, and through a lot of different ways. And people, they bite off of our style. You know what I mean? So we are like the trendsetters and people copy us. So I think people need to give us credit more, if anything.
Okay, well, I have a question. I know you're in touch with your pride, and I know you aren't racist yourself, but do you think that when black people say we are the best, you know, I'm prideful of who I am and my melanin and what I've been through, do you think that's a form of racism, saying that they are the best? And
saying they're prideful in
yeah,
their race.
That black people are the best, you know, because there are people that post, you know, I'm glad I'm black. I wouldn't want to be, you know, anything else.
I think we have it easier to say stuff like that just because of what we went through.
Oh, yeah.
But if a white person said it, of course, we would feel
then
the type of way.
Would...
But it's like we get a pass for saying it because of everything we've been through in our history. So I think that, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah,
I mean, is it right? Is it wrong? I mean, everybody has their opinion about it. I mean, I think part of me thinks it's wrong, but a part of me doesn't see a problem with it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I can't decide on that.
Yeah, a double standard.
It's a double standard. It really is a double standard, and I think that I don't think there's any definitely not anything wrong in being proud of being white or being proud of being black. Because if somebody's proud of being white, I don't think that is a threat to my blackness. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see somebody being proud, because I don't think that, I think from our perspective, somebody being proud of being white would just be, you know, us thinking that it's the KKK or thinking that it's something negative. But I can see how a white person could still not be racist and be proud of being white. And I can also see how a black person can be proud of being black and not be racist. Like, so that's, it can be a double standard if you make it.
Just depends on how you really want to look at it.
How you want to look at it, exactly, you know. But hate is hate. So if it's you know, like, if it's grounded in hate, if your intention is hate, then yeah, you know what you said.
That's just what it is.
And that's the period on it, you know. So what else? Double consciousness. So we were talking about last week, you know, kind of like, you know, are we separated as black people from our history in Africa? Do we feel like we're still separated from that culture, from that all the things that made us who we are? Our blackness, our history in Africa, being kings and queens and all these different things that we hear about in Africa, but we've never experienced because we're all used to being African-American. What do you think about that?
Really, I guess you could say we aren't in touch as much as, you know, people would want to be, because, you know, when you look at the school system and the education, you know, they don't really teach, you know, real African-American history. They kind of teach, you know, what they want to teach. They can teach you their own curriculum. But I think outside of school, the people that really want to go out and learn, I think that people really go out and learn. It's like I went to Booker T, you know, I had people, there were a lot of people, you know, coming to school in dashikis and, you know, all the time, just not even just during February. They did it, you know, just because they wanted to do it. So there are people that did educate themselves, and there are people that wanted to, you know, further their knowledge on our history. So I guess it just boils down to, you know, if you really want to learn about it, you can go learn about it, and nobody's
right
really going to stop you. But if you want to, but if you just choose to not go out and learn yourself, then I guess you're not really
right.
Not really going to learn about it.
Definitely. And, you know, I mean, you're right. If you don't choose to do it yourself, you're not really going to learn about it. I honestly just feel like it's more about like how we just need to remember that other races aren't going to help us remember our heritage. They're not going to help us to be proud of our culture and all the things that we've been through and to learn about our culture and our past. Like, we can't leave it up to other, to a Caucasian person or a person of another race to help the black community to educate ourselves about our history. You know, it's going to be up to us to keep our traditions and our spirituality and our just our culture in general, our customs and the way we celebrate holidays, you know, like stuff like Kwanzaa. Like, I want to celebrate Kwanzaa this year just because I want to do something different. I want to do something that's more traditional to my actual heritage. And that's what I think as African-Americans that we should be doing, is just keeping certain African traditions, like keeping it alive in our life, because that's kind of paying homage to our ancestors and our heritage.
Yeah, I believe. So we got TK in the building. We got my boy Young Tiller in the building with this.
What's up?
The big jersey boy. That's
Clay.
That's the big jersey boy. I ain't even gonna say too much about it. We got Ramal, the hometown heat, in the building. So we got he's doing WWE intros over there. So yeah, but we got the whole crew for the most part. Shy guy from the north side is also on his way, and he will be here shortly. But
okay,
we were just me and Prince Q. We were just talking about we were revisiting that. Do you think that African Americans are in touch with our heritage? And we were just revisiting the topic that we were talking about last week. I had said that, you know, I compared going to Booker T and how people came to school in dashikis, and people that wanted to learn were in touch with our history. But if, you know, if you don't want to learn, then you're not going to learn. So what do you two think about that?
I agree with that. I think I remember me saying last week, like back then, back like, you know, in the early 90s, a lot of African-Americans were a little bit more aware of maybe like even like the racial bias, like in workplace or wherever it was at. They were just a little bit more like more alert to it. So now it died down a little bit because we've been kind of like washed by a lot of mainstream stuff, you know, like the music we listen to and distracted by phones and games and all of that. So we're not really the historians, but, you know, some of us are trying, I guess.
Question, because
do you think that African-Americans are in touch with our heritage?
I'm pretty sure for the most part, yeah. Like, I would say about 75%, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then...
That's a big number.
That's an interesting theory, brother.
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm just giving y'all my thoughts on it. And so...
Your educated guess, I got you.
Yeah, my educated guess. And so it's just like, you know, maybe not 100% sure. So.
All right, we had also talked about the question, can black people be racist? And me and Prince Q gave our opinions on that. So it's...
What was y'all's opinion? Just give us a brief.
My opinion pretty much was that anybody can be racist. And I think it's a personal matter of like perspective. And I think, you know, if you're racist, it's definitely rooted in hate. So you got to look at it like that. Like, you know, is it rooted in hate? If it's not rooted in hate, then if you have pride in being white or you have pride in being black, then I don't think that that's nothing to be ashamed of.
I think I won't agree that black people can be racist, but I do believe that we can be, a lot of us can be prejudiced. So we have a prejudged decision based off of a certain race of people. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I say black people can't be racist is because racism is just like a person being, or a group of people being able to take over a whole, like, what is the word I'm trying to look for? Take over like a whole like civilization of people, you know? So, and black people have never had the power, you know? We have, but we haven't had the power to like fully just take over a whole nation of a race. So, you know, yeah.
Young Taylor.
That's kind of like, I mean, I have seen black people be racist, but I mean, I don't really think so. I mean,
I think we, I'm sorry, just, go ahead.
Say what you gotta say.
I was just gonna say, I think we confuse being, I think we confuse being prejudiced with being racist, because a black person saying, I don't wanna sit next to you because you're black, or you white, I'm sorry, or you white, doesn't mean that you're racist, it means that you're prejudiced towards this person, right? Again, racism is just a group of people being able to take over a whole nation of people. So we're kind of like, confusing the two. In my mind, I think that a lot of us are. You know, we're going to call everybody racist. She's racist because she gave me a B and gave the white person an A, or, you know, and we just kind of like are confused about it. That's my opinion, so.
Had to wait till he walked out. I didn't want to get caught in that lecture. Okay, well, I have a question. Do you think prejudice is a form of racism? Because you're saying prejudice is a preformed opinion on an individual based on their, you know, ethnicity or color. You just, you know, you're just saying you being prejudiced is having a preformed opinion on a Caucasian. Do you think that is a form of racism? Because racism is basically saying I do not think you're better than me because of your color, your skin tone.
So you're saying, like, to you think that racism is...
I'm asking, do you think prejudice is a form of racism?
I think it's a form, but I wouldn't necessarily, like, define racism in whole as just one thing, but I do think that it's a form of racism, but it isn't racism.
Okay.
You know?
So like saying a square can be a rectangle, but a rectangle can't be a square. Is that what you're telling me?
Okay.
Hey, okay. Well.
No, I agree that it is a form of racism. I just don't think that it's racism in whole. Like, that's that one definition.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
probably not, but.
I agree with Prince Q. I believe that African Americans can be racist, but, you know, it is. We were also saying it's also a double standard because, you know, black African Americans, considering our upbringing in this country, that we kind of get the right just a little bit, mm-hmm. little thin gray lines, so, you know, kind of have a preformed opinion due to what we've been through. But yeah, I believe that we could be racist, and I think that prejudice can also be a form of racism. Mm.
Okay,
my piece on.
Okay. I mean, I see it. I can most definitely see it, but you know.
Yeah.
I said what I said, so. Okay.
And also, we were talking about, what do y'all think about Beyonce and Megan Stallion's new single that just came out?
I have not heard it.
Let me see.
I've heard bits of it, but not the whole thing. I'm from what I've seen on Twitter, it's been booming, you know. For it to just come out, everybody's been loving it. So
I think the Megan Thee Stallion, I like two songs out of all of them. But the songs where she was talking about like real stuff, I was like, I ain't trying to hear that. I'm trying to get to the, you know, but I feel, but
wow.
This is my point. Wait, this is the
I
reason
was
why I say
this
that.
From you.
It's because the only is the Megan the Dry, Megan the Dry, Megan the
wow,
Stallion.
I'm
if I'm like
taking it back,
just not myself.
You didn't come there for
so,
all that. You came to
right.
No, listen. But the reason
party.
I say that
party
is because she has music on her album that where she's talking about real stuff, and I think because she's made herself a sex symbol. Everybody want to, the only thing people want to hear from her is, you know, shake that and make that. So now that, you know, I just feel like it's going to be kind of an unheard album, maybe,
okay.
to some.
Did she make herself a sex symbol or did the world sexualize her?
The world probably
did,
but I think you have a choice, though. There's a lot of other artists that aren't, like, out here just taking pictures, like, with the whole nine and everything, you know?
But did you not just sexualize her, said you didn't want to hear
no,
her
but
talking
I'm
about
saying,
the real
but
stuff you always
to
wanted
me,
to hear?
Okay, but listen up. I'm
you
saying
did.
That.
I believe you did.
But listen to my. Listen to what I got to say, y'all. I'm saying that because all her music has been dance music, club music, nobody is going to want to hear the, like, you know, the stuff where she's talking real, like a life story. Just because that's been her character for the longest. So that's all people want to hear. You know, that's why I said what I said.
What did you say?
So, yeah, I mean, understand or not, you know, it's an opinion.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But I like Megan to say, Megan can spit. I have no shame. She got a few bangers here and there, like, you know, so features with DaBaby and features with Nicki and everybody, and I think she's one of the top female rappers.
I mean,
nobody's
saying that you can't listen to female rappers, bro. I mean, it's okay. I listen to my female rappers, you know. So
okay, cool. Like we were just speaking on that earlier. We are gonna go into a quick music break. Oh, this is the Juice Radio Show. This is your boy Willie the Goat. We here, we live. We got Party Girl by Stay Solid Rocky. We'll be right back. This is the Juice Radio Show.
What's going on? How y'all feeling?
I'm good. It's hot. Well, damn.
Hey, yo, Nash, you go crazy.
A party girl, she just wanna have fun too. They say you ain't wifey type, but I don't care, I want you. She likes to do drugs too. She in love with guns too. They say you too piped up, but I think that I love you. Your mama a party girl, she just wanna have fun too. They say you ain't wifey type, but I don't care, I want you. She likes to do drugs too. She in love with guns too. They say you too piped up, but I think that I love you. She don't want nobody, she don't need somebody. I'm trying to be with you so you don't be without me. She's hurting just like me, no, we can't live without it. She put up off the net like she can't breathe without it. She drinking for locals, I can't get with her. Oh, she won't give me thoughts, oh, I tell her come close. Oh, she say you love me, but I don't know what love means. I ask her who got a heart, cause damn that lucky. I've been trying to reach for it, but it's too far above me. I ain't never do you wrong, so tell me why you don't trust me. She don't do this often, she said it's only because me. You the one who wanted, therefore you can never judge me. She just wanna party, and nothing wrong with that. Every time I'm calling, she say she gonna call me back. I told her call me Rocky, she say she not gonna call me that. You say you come with a lot, well baby I want all of that. Your mama a party girl, she just wanna have fun too. They say you ain't wifey type, but I don't care, I want you. She likes to do drugs too, she in love with guns too. They say you too piped up, but I think that I love you. Your mama a party girl, she just wanna have fun too. They say you ain't wifey type, but I don't care, I want you. She likes to do drugs too, she in love with guns too. They say you too piped up.